Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. And somebody's been with us all those decades is our good friend Steve Moore. He's part of the Freedom Works organization. He's former advisor to the Trump team on the economic side. He's an economist you see on television all the time. He's the author of Trumponomics, among other many important books. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thank you for all the years you've been giving us.
Thanks, Jim.
So I want you to talk to us about what you see the future of the GOP. Some people say it's in disarray. There are members of you created the Club for Growth to expose the rhinos years ago, and now they're still out there. We got people like Romney and others that are out there that don't know what to, you don't know what party they belong to. What do you think? What's the future of the Republican Party?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Biden exactly a week ago called for, you know, unity. And, of course, everything that he's done since then has been, you know, to extremely partisan and to, you know, basically try to steamroll over all of Republicans. And what the irony of this is that, you know, what Biden has succeeded in doing is bringing unity to the Republican Party, because everyone, virtually everyone is disgusted by what Biden has been doing in terms of, you know, his business and economic policies. So I think you're going to see a lot of pushback from the Republicans. I think Trump, I cannot defend his behavior since the election, but the fact is our ideas worked. You know, I've always said you got to separate the policies from the math. And the ideas were incredible success. We had the best boom in the history of the country.
No president has ever had as much performance as he did in 4 years.
Exactly. And so the policies worked, and I think we need, so I don't think Trumpism is going to go away. I think, you know, Trump will still be a major voice in the party. I think he's through in terms of elected office.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, but there are stars out there. There are real stars. I'm having dinner next week with Ron DeSantis, the great governor of Florida.
Right.
We've got Kristi Noem in South Dakota. We've got Tim Scott in South Carolina, Rick Scott in Florida. You know, really great people out there who, some of our governors are absolutely fantastic. Pete Ricketts in Nebraska. So I think that the future looks bright for the Republican Party. We've got to get rid of the never Trumpers. They belong in the Democratic Party. And,
right.
I hope they don't let the doors
think,
their ass
do you think
out.
There's a chance? But, you think there's a chance that, what's his name from West Virginia? His name just left me. That he could switch
Manchin.
Over. Manchin. Do you think Manchin, he might flip in the next 2 years?
I doubt it. I'm a little worried about Lisa Murkowski, the Republican.
Yeah, Alaska.
You know, so she may flip to the Democrats.
Really?
But it's possible. She's kind of sways back and forth between being a conservative and a liberal. And so I think, though, that what you're going to see is Republicans, you know, winning huge number of House seats in 2022 and huge number of Senate seats in 2022, just like we saw, in 2010 after 2 years
right.
of Obama.
Buyer's remorse is going to have a big impact in 2022, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. I call it Biden's remorse.
That's good.
You're right. And I think that you are going to see some new fresh faces in the Republican Party. As I said, DeSantis has been amazing as governor of Florida. So I was in Florida just a couple weeks ago. Florida's open for business. Meanwhile,
right.
California
and Michigan
and Illinois are shut down.
And has been, yeah. And they fought the pandemic. So what do you think the key then is we've got to pray that there's not so much damage to the world. And, folks, Steve and I are not talking about politics here. We're talking about the existential future of America. And I think it's not hyperbole to say the world, Steve. What I'm worried about is America remaining strong enough to fight off the despots who want to control the world, and not in a good way. What do you think?
Look, I'll simply say this. You are a small business advocate, you know, and what's happened is Democrats have become the party of the big
right.
corporations. Corporate America has really embraced Biden. The people have really been damaged by the policies of the left and are going to be really hurt by Biden's policies. So the small businesses. And so, you know, Republicans need to continue to embrace small businesses. They still create 60% of the jobs in the United States.
Yep.
And, you know, that's
right.
where we should be.
Hey, Steve, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon
okay.
and keep up the good work.
Thanks,
Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.